Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing this evening? How you feeling? Are you feeling good? I'm feeling fine. I'm looking good and being divine. Yes, I am. I'm out here in Las Vegas, and I'm enjoying the weather. It's not 100 degrees any longer, but it's nice 70-degree weather. The wind is not blowing. The sun is out, and the weather is just fine. It reminds me of when I was in Long Beach and I used to sit on the beach and watch the girls go by. Well, that's what I'm doing here in Las Vegas. I'm on the strip watching the girls walk by. They don't have no mini skirts and no bikini shorts on, but they're looking good anyway. Yes, they are. They are looking outstanding. And I'm happy to be in Vegas to see the girls. And I invite everybody to come out to Vegas for a vacation, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But anyway, let's see. What can we talk about to start the day off? Well, we got news. Do we have a prelude to our news? That's the prelude for our news segment. That's right. And the news I want to talk about is the fires that are burning in California. Well, actually, we got a message yesterday that it rained in California. So all the fires are under control. And that's a good thing. Even though Northern California, they burned up a whole city, Paradise. They burned up the whole town, and that put 35,000 people out of homes. In other words, they got homeless people all over Northern California now, and they already had a homeless situation going on in California. Now they got 35,000 more homeless people. Oh, man, I don't know what to say about that. But a lot of them that were in the hospital were saved because they moved into a garage and everybody in the hospital was survived the fire. So that was good news. And hopefully they'll have some aid that will be taken to the garage and taken care of the people in the hospital. So hopefully they'll be okay. In Southern California, the rain put out the fire in Malibu and in Woosley, and they only ended up with about 5 deaths because of the fires in Woosley. So that's a good thing. And I know they burned up the blind camp we had a blind camp out by Malibu, and that was burned up. It burned to the ground, and I haven't gotten any words from any of my blind friends to tell me what the situation is. So let's just hope everything works out. My blind friends were saying they were hoping they got all the horses out. And I really feel bad if they didn't. But, you know, hopefully they moved the horses and got them out of the range of the fire so that the horses survived the fire. That'd really be bad. But the camp to have burned down and all the horses died in the fire, that would be really bad. So let's hope that everything is okay down there in Southern California. And all the people that lost their homes in Malibu, well, hopefully they have money to rebuild, because Malibu isn't a poor neighborhood. So hopefully they have some money to take care of their destruction. The fires that burned up in Woosley and in Malibu. So, okay, that's all the news I want to talk about right now. The football game was exciting. Yeah. The games was really exciting. The Dallas Cowboys beat the Washington Redskins. And I was disappointed because I thought the Washington Redskins would beat Dallas, even though they were playing in Dallas. I really am disappointed. But that means that Dallas may have a shot to go to the playoffs because their division is really sorry. So if they win a couple of more games, they may qualify for the playoffs. They may end up being a wild card team. And then they may even play Washington again in the playoffs. Oh, boy, that would be exciting. Okay, and our New Orleans Saints, who say they going to beat them Saints? Who say they going to beat them Saints? Man, them Saints put a whooping on the Atlanta Falcons. They put a whooping on them out of this world. But the Saints ain't playing. They got a full defense and a full offense. They're running crazy out there. Their running backs are running all over the place. The receivers, everybody's catching the ball. So Drew Brees is just having a field day. He's throwing the ball to everybody. Everybody's getting in on scoring a touchdown or running a touchdown. Man, New Orleans Saints are out of this world. I'm sorry, Atlanta, but you just, well, you're still in good position because you won a lot of games early. But the last half of the season doesn't look like it's going to be your turn. You've lost three games in a row, and you're looking really bad. So you're going to have to do better the last five games of the season, the last 5 weeks. You got to do better. And who is the other game? Washington and Dallas. Oh, the Bears. The Bears beat the Detroit Lions yesterday. Oh, yeah, Detroit is playing good. But the Bears are playing better, and I really like Chicago. They don't have a good offense, but their defense is, woo, their defense is on fire. They're playing hella defense. So if they just keep playing defense, they can go to the playoffs and play good defense. If they get their offense together, they can win some games. So be watching for the Chicago Bears, because they're playing ball. And always the New Orleans Saints. And we got to watch those Dallas Cowboys, because they seem like they want to show up too. So anyway, that's the sports. And we just have to wait and see what happens on Sunday and Monday Night Football. Yes, we have to wait and see what's going to happen. All right. Let's see. Do I have anything else to talk about? Sports. Oh, well, today is the day we dedicate to the homeless. So I think we should do the drop for where homeless people can get food to eat. Why not let everybody know where homeless people can get food to eat?
I'd like to give a list of all of the places homeless people can go to eat. From 5 till 7, you can go to Catholic Charities, and that's on the corner of Owens and Main Street, and they serve coffee and donuts in the morning. And from 9 o'clock, you can get in line to go into the dining hall at Catholic Charities. And they serve food from 9 till 11 o'clock, and that's at Catholic Charities. And then they have a day camp that's located on Foremaster and between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street, and they offer several different kinds of services. But they have bathrooms and showers and certain city services at that location. And then Salvation Army has a dining hall that serves food from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And you can line up at the dining hall at 1 o'clock and get in line to eat. And that's at Salvation Army. And then at 4 o'clock, you can go to the Rescue Mission, which is on the corner of Bonanza and Grandy. And at 5 o'clock, they start serving dinner from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Now, also on the corner of Grandy, there's a medical center. So share that with anybody you know that's homeless, so that they can get food and they can get medical attention and they can get services from the city.
Well, all right. So that's what we have available for the homeless in Las Vegas. Let's see if we have any...
Hey, G-Money.
Yes, sir.
Hey, G-Money. I know you just told people where to find food, but where can people find clothing?
Okay. They can find clothing if they go on the internet. They can contact AK Closet. And if they contact akcloset.org on the internet, they can find the location of AK's closet. She has a trailer full of clothes for people to come get clothes. They have baby clothes, they have women's clothes, and they have children's clothes, and they have men's clothes at akcloset.org. So look that up on the internet and find out where they're located. Also, you can go to Marty's Mart, which is a thrift store located at 1219 South Main Street. And that's right down the street from the Stratosphere. It's on the corner of Main Street and Charleston Avenue. You can go to the thrift store, and they're open from 10 in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they're open 7 days a week. I believe they're open 7 days a week. and you can go in there, and they have clothes for children, for babies, for young adults, and they have women's clothes, and they have men's clothes at Marty's Mart. And that store is sponsored by the Reformation Lutheran Church, which is on the corner of 100, on St. Louis and 6th Street, which is downtown Las Vegas. Okay. And also, between C Street on the east and H Street on the west, and on Washington Avenue on the south, and on Harris Avenue on the north, between those four streets in that area, they have a bunch of churches. They call it Church Row. And they have a lot of churches that have food, and they have clothes to give away from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning. And they're giving away clothes on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning. So if you get down there early, you can get the best pick of clothes, and you can also get some food to eat because they serve food from 6 to 8 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And that's at Church Row. The churches are located on Adams Street, on Adams Avenue, on Jefferson Avenue, on Washington Avenue, on Monroe Avenue, on a couple other President Streets around that area, from Washington to Harris. So if you go from south, go on Washington and go north all the way up to Harris, you can find the churches all in that area, from C Street on the east to H Street on the west. Okay. And that's where you can go get food and you can go get clothes. Okay, is there any other place that I forgot about, Papa D? No,
I don't think so. I think you got it all.
All right. Well, I think it's time for a commercial break. So, Papa D, play a song and drop the spot. And we'll be back in a minute.
Bye.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yep, Las Vegas. It's been an interesting time for the last, say, 4 weeks. They've had a fire burning in California, and it's been raging. But God came in. People were praying for God to come in and help them out. And he heard their prayers, and he came forward with rain. He rained all over California. So he helped put the fires under control. And that's a good thing. The people in Northern California had a whole city that burned up. Palisades, I think, is the name of the city. And it burned up. Everything in the city burned up. But there was a hospital that sent all of their patients to a camp, to a garage in the city. And all the patients were saved by being put into that garage. The fire burned everything in that area, but it didn't burn the garage. The garage withstood the fire, and so all of the patrons, all of the people from the hospital that got taken to that garage, they survived the fire, and they're doing well again. I don't know where they're getting their medical appliances and a medical assistance from, but I know that all the people survived, and that's a good thing. So now they just had to make arrangements to get medical assistance to help them in their time of need. So I'm thinking that the federal government, I think FEMA was dispatched to the people in Northern California to help them take care of their injuries and so forth because of the fire. And in Southern California, I'm pretty sure the government dispatched FEMA to the Southern California section, too. And I'm hoping that all of the people that were missing in Northern California, they had over 100 people missing. I hope they found those people. And if they didn't, I hope people are still out looking for them. They're still digging through the rubble and the burned buildings and trying to find the people. I hope they're still out there searching for the people that came up missing in action. So let's hope that they find all the people that were ended up missing in action. I think it was like 100 people. So I hope they find them and they report that 100 people have been found. All right. It's time for another commercial break. So Papa D, drop a commercial spot, a PSA, and drive our...
I'm Gregory Girard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? Well, we haven't had any interesting callers. How about if somebody calls the show and tells us that they had family in California that was involved in the fire and tell us that they got out all right? How about that? Can we get somebody to call in and tell us that their family survived the fire in California? Wouldn't we like to hear that, everybody? Wouldn't we like to get some kind of good news about the fires in California? That would be happy. That would be a reason to be happy, hear that somebody actually that we know survived the fire. So if we had somebody call in and tell us that their family survived the fire, that would be a good thing. We'd be happy to hear that. And you could tell everybody around the world that your family survived the fire. That would be good. So call us at area code 323-870-4366. That's area code 323-870-4366. And if you even know somebody that was caught up in the fire and you just want to make a mention that they're missing in action, well, we could announce it on the radio and maybe somebody might have seen your people, or they may have contacted somebody and they didn't know that you were looking for them. So that would be a good reason to call in and talk to us and tell us about your situation. Otherwise, we're going to sit here and think about the 35,000 homeless people that are now in Northern California. And we got to think about what we can do to help them out. We have got to do something to help them rebuild their city, rebuild their lives, and we need to think of how we can do that. So if we have some callers that have some ideas on how we can help them rebuild their city, well, then we'd like you to call in and give us some ideas. Tell us what you think we should do. And other than that, I don't really know what else we can do for them except pray for them. But some people don't even believe in prayer, so that's not a viable option. But I think it is. So that's my opinion versus their opinion, and that's just the way it is. So we hope that some good news comes from the people that are listening to the radio show. Maybe they can shine some light on the event that happened in California. But like I said, I was told yesterday that it rained, and that meant God shined on the people in California, and the rain helped put the fire out in Northern and Southern California. So that's good. That was a good solution to the problem. Now, we just have to figure out how all of these people are going to find places to live and find places to work and find places to go eat, because most of them have lost everything that they own. So there needs to be some rescue aids to the situation. So whichever anybody can come up with a solution, we'd be glad to hear it. And we'd be happy to spread it to everybody around the world that we need some help for California, because they are going through a tough time in their lives. And we just had Thanksgiving, so I'm hoping that they had an opportunity to, you know, at least spend some time with their loved ones, even though it may not have been a happy time, but at least they could have spent time with their loved ones because they were still alive and together. So that's the thing. All right. Well, I think it's time for another commercial break. So Papa D, play a song and play a PSA and then drop the commercial. And we'll be back.
the organization means, M-E-A-N-S. We need all of the stores and restaurants that are donating food or have food to donate to the homeless agencies or to low-income agencies. They need to contact me. Go on the internet and find the website and find the database for Means and register your store or your restaurant. And if you have food that you want to give to homeless people or to low-income people, then register with Means and register with their database on the internet so that they can make arrangements to pick up the food that you have to distribute. And if you're a charity and you're interested in receiving food because you want to give food to low income or to the homeless, then you need to contact Means and register with their database and let them know that you want to receive food because you have people that you want to give the food to. So go on the internet, pull up Means, M-E-A-N-S, and pull up their database and register your charities to the database so that the food that is available to be given away, you'll be able to receive some of that food. And you can use it for the homeless or low-income people or however you want to distribute the food. It will be available to you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. Well, it's almost time to end our show today for the homeless. We dedicated Friday to talking about the homeless situation in Las Vegas and all over the world. And we've been talking about the fires that burned in California and all of the people in Northern California that were in a city called Paradise. They lost their city and all of their homes burned up. The whole town went up in smoke. So hopefully somebody came to their rescue and took care of the people in the city. But let's leave on a positive note, huh? I got a joke for you. There was a truck driver that was driving down the highway, and he passed a cafe on the highway. So he decided to pull into the parking lot and stop in at the cafe and get something to eat. So he walked into the cafe doors and sat down at the counter, and the waitress came up and said, "Good afternoon, sir. Can I take your order?" And he said, "Yes, I'll have a double cheeseburger with everything on it, and I'll have a cup of coffee, and I'll have a piece of that good-looking pie over there." And she said, "Okay." And she wrote the order up, and turned around and gave the order to her chef. So the chef was cooking his food. And while he was waiting on his food, three motorcycle gangsters walked into the cafe. And they had their leather coats on, and they had their gang insignias on the back, their emblems on the back of their jackets, and they were walking in all tough. And they sat at the counter next to the man, and they didn't say anything. They just sat at the counter. And when the man's food came, one of the bikers ate his hamburger, and another biker drank his coffee, and the third biker ate his piece of pie. Well, the trucker didn't say anything. He didn't get mad or anything. He just got up and walked to the register and paid for his meal. And he left a tip for the waitress and walked out the door and got in his truck. And the bikers started laughing. That man is a sorry man. He is sorry. He is just pissed. He's sorry. And the lady said, yeah, that's true. That's what you say. He's a sorry kind of man. But what she should have been saying was what kind of truck driver he was. Because he got in his truck and he ran over three motorcycles while he was leaving the parking lot. Woo! Yeah, well, that's how I'll end my show today, with a joke from the past. Yes, Las Vegas, it's been an interesting week. And unfortunately, next Monday, I'm going into the hospital for a surgery. So I won't be on the air next week. I'll be recovering from my wound graft on my head. So you can listen to the show because I'm sure my engineer will have some special treats for you to listen to for next week. But I will be indisposed for the week. So I want to thank you for listening to my show. This is show number 111, and we're still going strong. So we're appreciating everybody's attention to the show, and we hope that you guys send us some congratulations for our 100th show, and send us congratulations for my having my surgery. And the first of next year, be looking forward to buying my comedy album. Because I have a new comedy album that will be out for your listening pleasure. So, after all that, I'm going to say good night and have a good weekend. And I hope Thanksgiving was pleasant for you. And I'm out of here. Later, babe. All right, little brother. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.